Hello, Indivisibles. I'm here to highlight something that is keeping me up at night. And I know this group really understands what I'm about to say. I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. But we also have to look ahead, because you know what? Our opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election. And they're not making a secret of it. The right-wing-controlled Supreme Court may be poised to rule on giving state legislatures, yes, you heard me that correctly, state legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections. Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic Electoral College, but by state legislatures, many of them Republican-controlled. But there's also good news in the face of this very real threat to democracy. Indivisible has launched Crush the Coup to make sure we're ready to defend democracy in 2024. They've put together a list of critical races in six key states and how you can get involved. Will you support Crush the Coup by donating to Indivisible and state legislature candidates? Each of these races is highly competitive, and your dollars could very well decide the winners and the winner of the next presidential election. This could not be more important or more urgent.
Crush the Coup. I wish I would have thought of that in 2020. I blurted out Jew coup and I got burned and roasted. But she can say crush the coup.
Yes.
It's okay. She can claim that there's a coup underway, but just don't say who's doing the coup, all right, as long as it's a Republican. So Hillary is claiming that no good, rotten Supreme Court, the same Supreme Court that they loved, and now suddenly it's evil, it's wicked.
Yes.
That the Supreme Court is going to give, can you believe this, Doc? State legislatures the authority to oversee the elections in their states.
Yes.
Is that
in defiance of the popular vote, Rick?
In defiance of the millions of mail-in ballots that the Democrats are going to flood states with. They're very worried that this year it's becoming more difficult to be a crook.
That's true.
This is what it's really about, Doc. It's more difficult this year, and definitely in 2024, it will be more difficult for the Democrats to cheat. And she's really worked up about it. So what is she talking about? The Supreme Court may give state legislatures, she said, the authority to overturn elections. Now, is that really what the Supreme Court? No.
No. Not at all.
There is a case before the Supreme Court about the constitutional authority of state legislatures in overseeing the electors that are sent to the Electoral College,
right,
which she called an outdated organization. If right. she could have her way, she would abolish the Electoral College.
Yes.
But right now, she's a fan of the Electoral College, for right now. So this case is coming up, and the issue is, you know, what is the authority of the states in overseeing the electors? I think it would be really wise. Hillary probably hasn't thought about this. Let's read the Constitution. All right. So what does the U.S. Constitution say about electors? So we're going to look at Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, and this is Article 2 about the president of the United States, the executive power. Doc, I want you to read the first two paragraphs right there of Section 1.
Right. The executive power shall be vested in a president of the United States of America. He shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, and together with the vice president, chosen for the same term, be elected as follows. Each state shall appoint, in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct, a number of electors equal to the whole number of senators and representatives to which the state may be entitled in the Congress. But no senator or representative or person holding an office of trust or profit under the United States shall be appointed an elector. So stop there for just a moment.
Right.
It's pretty clear who has the power to determine the electors represented by each by the states, and that's the state legislature.
Yeah. Let's put it back up again. Let's look at it very clearly. The one line, right, each state shall appoint, now right there, here is the key line, in such manner as the legislature thereof may direct.
Right. So the power is with the state legislature to determine how their electors are determined. If they wanted to draw names out of a hat,
yes,
they could do it that way.
Yes.
If the state legislature in Wyoming wanted to do it one way and Nebraska wanted to do it another way, they very well could.
The Constitution does not, two things. The Constitution does not prescribe a uniform way that the electors are chosen.
Right.
And number two, the Constitution gives each state legislature full authority and leeway to decide how those electors are chosen. The electors report to the state legislature.
Yes.
The state legislature is the boss, not the governor, not the senator.
And certainly not Washington, D.C.
Not Washington, D.C., not the Speaker of the House.
Not the Republican Party or the Democrat Party in each respective state.
The state legislature. The electors report to the state legislature. And so the Supreme Court is going to make a ruling on this because this is connected to the challenges from the 2020 election.
Yes.
And the Democrats are terrified that the state legislatures are going to reassert their constitutional authority. Do you remember in 2020? And so right now, Doc, you'll see the news media talking about fake electors.
Right.
Trump had a fake elector plan, a scheme. If the Democrats have their way, they're going to put people in prison for talking about plotting a fake elector scheme. They plan to put people in prison. What was the fake elector scheme? There wasn't anything about fake. There were serious leaders in various states, and there were people in Congress and in the Republican Party who were telling President Trump, there is substantial doubt in certain states, Georgia, Wisconsin, Michigan, Pennsylvania, yes, Arizona, Nevada.
That there were questions about?
There was questions about the validity of the voting process. And he was being advised the state legislatures in those states are Republican controlled. They could recall the electors because here's the way most states, the way this is done. When you vote for president, you're really not voting for the president. You're voting for a slate of electors.
Yes.
So here in Florida, when we would go vote, it says on the ballot, you know, Trump, Biden. But what you actually elected was there was a group of electors from the state of Florida pledged to Biden or a group of electors pledged to Trump.
Yes.
And the state law said whichever candidate had the most votes, that slate of electors is automatically sent. However, that was chosen by the state legislature, that method. The state legislature has the authority to rescind that method, to abolish that method, to revise it, to do anything it wants to do.
Because the power is with the state
legislature. The power is with the state.
According to the U.S. Constitution.
Yes. And so what people were proposing to President Trump in 2020 is have the state legislatures in those states that have questionable voting practices, where there is concern that there was corruption, have those state legislatures convene a special session, look at the evidence, and if they felt that there was corruption in the voting, choose another slate of electors.
Right.
Which would have been Trump's electors. Now, the news media and the Democrats are saying that was a criminal scheme.
Not at all. I think it's a
It's constitutional.
Some great wisdom that was buried in the Constitution there. Think about it. The founding fathers thought, you know, there could be at some point in the future, you know, an election that goes awry. Ballot boxes get stuffed. We're talking back in frontier times here. I mean, it's possible, right? An election could have gone bad. And
the Democrats got caught stuffing the ballot boxes with mail-in votes in 1864. All right, the Lincoln election. And they ran the operation out of Baltimore, Maryland. The Democrats, they're pros at this. It's a criminal organization. So, yes, the founding fathers knew there may be some crooked elections up ahead.
Yeah, on the other side of the fence on this, could a legislature, state legislature, override the votes of the people that voted in their state and send, let's say, the people of the state voted for candidate A? Could the state legislature determine to send the candidate B electors to the Electoral College in defiance of the vote of the state?
Well, that's what Hillary is going to propose. That's what she's arguing.
Right.
Okay. But each state has laws enacted by the state legislature, not enacted by Congress, enacted by the state legislature. What the Democrats want to do is federalize all elections.
That's right.